Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show. On this episode, I want to replay part of a previous show. Maybe you heard the original full-length episode, and this could be a great refresher and reminder. Or maybe this is your first time hearing this content, and the timing could be just right to help you leverage authentic persuasion today in your role. No matter what, here's to your success. This is the Authentic Persuasion Show.
The other part of persistence that is important to keep in mind, and this is the one that's maybe more important, equally important, is the fact that sales is tough. I think I talked about it last week. Talk about this a lot. It's something important to understand. Sales is a very challenging mental game. Physically, it could be somewhat tough, but it's really not that tough. Mentally, emotionally, sales is tough. That's why a lot of people can't do it. A lot of people don't want to do it. I mean, yes, there's the growth side of sales and people are like, yeah, I definitely don't want to have to like manipulate people to win, which of course you don't. That's when it's done wrong. But on the other side, people are like, I can't handle that rejection. I can't handle that. I don't want to be a part of that. I don't want to get yelled at. I don't want people hanging up on me, slamming doors on me. You know, I've known people who do it door to door, like getting guns pulled on them, like don't want to put up with that. It's such a mental game. And the key is to remember, got to put it in perspective, if you're really good in sales, you're probably closing 30, maybe 40% of the opportunities. Depends on how good a qualified lead it is, where they're coming from. I know people who are really good and they close like 10%. That means if you're closing 30%, that means you're missing 70% of the deals of the people you're talking to. And you're getting 30% of the ones that you're talking to, right? So you're getting 30, you're losing some. You're losing 2-to-1 ratio, which is tough. That's twice as much rejection as success. And the success feels good, but you've got to be able to persist through the rejection, through losing 70%, 80%, 90%. Some days you're losing 100%. You talk to 10 people, you close 0 deals. Got to be able to get done. Got to be able to persist, right? Stephen Pressfield, he wrote a book about being a professional. I forget the exact title, but in it, he talks about the trait of being a professional and what that means. And a professional, a true professional, gets up every day, goes in, goes to battle, goes to their court, goes to their field, goes to their job, goes to wherever they go. And they go no matter what, whether they're sick, whether they're tired, whether they have drama at home, whether they've got things on their mind, they go and they do their thing and they act like a professional. They shut everything else out and they just do what they were supposed to do. And they give it their all and they do the best. Now, of course, we're all human. Sometimes we have things in our lives that make it difficult to focus. I know I have many times in my life where I usually can compartmentalize. But I'll get into the office and literally there's no way to shut out what's going on and it affects you. But the more you can be a professional, the more you can show up no matter what, give it your all. And especially when you're facing challenging times in your sales success, slumps going to happen all the time. Slumps happen. They happen to pros. I mean, if you look at professional athletes hit slumps all the time. Now, really good professionals with a lot of coaches and around them, and a lot of mentors and a lot of openness and ability to get the feedback and want the feedback. And the curiosity side is craving that feedback from their various coaches. Their slumps will be short, right? So somebody who is a top performing professional, they'll hit a slump and it'll be short. It'll be a blip and then it'll be fine. Other professional athletes, you see them hit a slump, and it could be a long time. In baseball, someone gets into a hitting slump, they get in their head and they just stop doing what they did that was making them successful. And they've got to keep going and they've got to pull themselves out. In sales, same thing's going to happen. You're going to have a slump that may be you. It may not be you. Could be the lead. I know everyone blames the lead, but sometimes it is. Sometimes it's just the timing of things. Sometimes it's the customers. And sometimes it's you. There's something that you're doing that's not working, that you used to do that was successful. And you need some coaching, some mentoring, some training, someone to look at it from the outside. That's where the openness and the curiosity come in. why those two things are more important and why I put those first before persistence. Because you can persist, you're persisting in the wrong direction. Okay. And if you're not open to feedback and you're persisting, you're just a loose cannon. Who knows what's going to happen? But if you have this persistence in a slump habit, it's about getting up every day and doing it again and doing it again, because I promise not every day in sales is amazing. Not every day in sales is a success. It's just not how that works. You can be on a good streak. You can close lots of deals. You can have a really good run, but then things always shift. There's seasons, it comes and goes. It's just normal. It's part of the game. It's part of the reason why a lot of people don't want to play this game called sales. And so the key is being able to persist through those slumps and not give up, not just quit, not just say, oh, woe is me. Everything is bad. I must suck, or the lead suck, or the company sucks, or boss sucks, or trainer sucks, whatever, right? Like persisting through, pushing through, and looking for a way to succeed and not giving up. And in the moment, in the game, during the day, you've had 10 people hang up on. How do you make that 11th call? How do you persist? We're going to talk about that probably next week. About some a valuable tool that you can use to help move you forward in that instance. But the persistent side of being able to move forward, no matter what, push yourself forward, pick yourself up, right? It's nice when you have a team around you. Nice when you have a manager, a coach, or a mentor, somebody there to support you who can try to pick you up. At the end of the day, it's going to be you more times than not, no matter what. Even if you're in a cubicle around a whole bunch of people at a company, managers and bosses and people who want you to succeed, at some point, at most points, it's about you picking yourself up, because you're the only one that's playing that game. It's you.